You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It is First Love Day, Tony. Do you remember your first love?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Yes, we were in high school. Her name was Bess. She went on to marry Harry Truman. Yes.
Oh, okay then.
Do Harry you think Truman. Anybody watching knows who Harry
no,
Truman
they don't
is?
Even know.
Do you honestly? No.
They think do, they think we're referring to the Truman Show. Yeah. No idea.
Do they know that his middle name S didn't stand for anything? It was just Harry S. Truman.
Like, we make people's middle names up and use F for another reason.
Harry Truman. You even said, what's his daughter's name? And I said, Margaret.
Margaret.
I knew that. It's scary. Mm-hmm. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Joe Burrow throws it 61 times. The Nuggets and Lakers take the court, and Josh Donaldson gets ejected in a memorable way. But we begin today with the Boston Celtics blowing another big lead to the Miami Heat last night and losing again. The Celtics were outscored by 20 points in the third quarter. And after the game, there was shouting emanating from the Boston locker room. It is being reported by The Athletic that Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart had to be separated. After all that, Brown said, quote, "This series is far from over," unquote. Wilbon, is it far from over?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if you go 3-0 down or 3-0 up, then it's essentially over, citing the history of the league. I think there's a long way to go, potentially, and I think there will be a long way to go. I now, Tony, don't really think the Celtics will win. I think Miami will win, but I still think it'll be a long, and it's already been a fascinating series. But, Tony, I'm going to attack a little bit, or at least criticize my brethren, the people in our business. We used to cover a lot of games, you and I, for like 40 years each. And we heard screaming outside locker rooms all the time. And Gary Washburn for the Boston Globe, he's a veteran sports writer and a damn good one. And he made this observation in his piece. But I hear a lot of other people who never covered anything screaming about how, oh, this is crazy, and they were fighting, and there you could hear sounds. To me, if you lose these two games the Celtics lost, you ought to hear that. Anything less than that, they're not taking it seriously. I throw clubs and scream when I lose to you in a friendly golf match on a Saturday afternoon. They damn better be angry and upset with themselves and each other. And to say this is a big deal, that part of it, I don't get that, Tony.
So I'm going to leave that aside, and I'm going to go back to the question, does it feel like it's over? It feels right now like it's two games from over, and I like Boston, and I've sat here and picked Boston,
yep.
And I look at Miami, and they've got what it takes. They're a really quality team. Jimmy Butler makes big plays. Adebayo makes big plays. Goran Dragic makes big plays. Robinson and Hero make big shots. You watch these. You know, you can lose. You can play pretty well and lose in four games if the other team plays better. Miami, you said this the other day, that Miami's good from the top down, and you're right. Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, and they got a team. Their coach plays a lot of different people. And you know what, Mike? They're ready to go in the game because they've played in all of these games.
Yeah.
I still like Boston. I'm not knocking Boston. I am saying to you that Miami looks better right now.
Tony,
they
just mentioned this. I was trying to talk a friend, my friend Hans, off the ledge, Celtic fanatic. And I said, hey, Denver was two games down twice
right.
in the last 3 weeks. They came back to force game sevens and won. Also, Toronto was 2-0 down to Boston. They were within a possession, within a play, a single play from winning a seven-game series. So, no, 2-0 doesn't make a series over. You'd like your position when you're up two, but it doesn't mean anything definitively.
Let me suggest this. There's a lot more pressure on Boston than there is on Miami. And what Miami looks very good at is understanding, other than Jimmy Butler, everybody knows his role. Jimmy Butler can do everything because he's earned that. If Boston presses and tries to win three games in one night,
they'd be done.
They could be out of here.
By the way, Jimmy Butler, real quickly. Jimmy Butler scored 14 points last night and, to me, was the best player on the floor. I mean,
yeah,
I know Goran Dragic, again, had the points necessary. But Jimmy Butler, Tony, the plays that need to be made, as you mentioned, he makes them all the time. It's great to watch him. He doesn't have to score 40 to do it or shoot step-back threes all night. The Western Conference Finals tip off tonight. The Lakers haven't played since eliminating the Rockets last Saturday, while the Nuggets are fresh off their Game 7 win over the Clippers on Tuesday. LeBron says his respect for the Nuggets is, quote, out of this world, close quote. Tone, do you respect the Nuggets enough to favor them in this series?
No, I favor LeBron. I've sat here on this show a lot of times and said you don't go broke betting on LeBron. Okay, their season series was 3-1, L.A., and the one game Denver won, LeBron did not play in that game. I'm just going to say this to you, Mike. We can talk about the basketball part of it all you want. But I think that LeBron, in the year that Kobe Bryant died, I think LeBron has assumed the mantle of leadership of the Lakers, of the franchise, not just the team. He's put that on his shoulders. I think he's going to drive that team to win a championship, Mike. I really do. I think LeBron at this point in his career is concerned mainly with legacy. And if I think that, and it's occurred to me, it's occurred to him 20 times already.
Yeah.
So I do like the position the Lakers are in.
There are basketball things we could talk about, starting actually with Anthony Davis, Tony, and what it is that his talent and size and his hunger to be in the finals and win present, all of that. Sure, we could start with Anthony Davis. And I'm going to dovetail off what you said about LeBron. I mean, the one thing the Clippers didn't have, as it turns out, they got a leader in their coach, Doc Rivers. But in terms of players, I mean, guys who can galvanize a team, guys who can challenge a team, guys who can threaten teammates for being lesser when he doesn't want them to be lesser, in that category of guys like, you know, Russell and Magic and Bird and Jordan and Kobe. When you start talking that group of guys, LeBron James is in that group. And you know LeBron James has been watching all of this so closely. And he's got things in his favor he can point to. Denver coming back twice is all you need. But these other series, LeBron can and will use it all. We've seen him do it time after time. I am not going to underestimate Denver anymore. I don't want to get into a prediction about this series. What I do predict, though, is LeBron James will have the Lakers playing as well as they can play from tip-off tonight.
So I like Denver, and you have to like Denver. Denver was down 3-1 in two series, and they won, and that's never been done before. They've got the grit that Bruce Arians wishes Tom Brady had. And Jokic is wonderful, and Murray is wonderful. Anthony Davis is really good. There's a quote by the coach, Mike Malone, and he said, the biggest question is, are our guys satisfied? Because they've already made history. And you do wonder about that. It's a very interesting concept. Wilbon, you took your shots at Wingfoot yesterday. You said it was far too easy.
It was.
Well, it's harder today.
Yeah.
Almost everyone who played in the morning was over par, although Dustin Johnson was even. The highlight of the morning was you boo Bryson DeChambeau, eagling number 9, his last hole to take the clubhouse lead at -3. What would you like to talk about?
I mean, we can first, let me say, yesterday it was easy and it was overhyped. Today, Wingfoot was what we're told is going to be. You know, they were what we thought they were, to paraphrase the great Dennis Green. So Wingfoot was what we were promised it was going to be today. And with the weather cooling down and drying out and the greens drying out and no moisture, it seems like they're going to have that challenge all weekend, Tony. Friday, Saturday, Sunday are going to be tougher than Thursday. I'm just fascinated to see who can keep his calm. I mean, Tiger had a situation on 18 again,
he's
which
out.
Was like you and me on the weekend flubbing a shot.
Tiger and
just
Phil,
like,
see you around. See you around.
Wow.
Phil, enjoy 12. Your Amstel Light.
Oh,
enjoy that because you're out
now.
Of the tournament.
Come on.
Here, look. Here's a couple of things. First of all, you slammed Wingfoot and praised your own course, which I loved, Olympia Fields. I love that you praised your own course. But the people at Wingfoot wanted it to be harder. The USGA set the pins. All right, now they set them differently today. I talked to Steve Sands early this morning. He said it's windy already. It's going to be windy all day. The guys in the afternoon are going to have it tough. The three leaders, Reed, and McIlroy and Thomas in their first nine holes were all in plus. They were all in plus at that point. So it's a much harder golf course than it has been. I think McIlroy may have been plus five on his first nine or first eight or something like that. This
four,
is the wing foot that everybody expected.
Eight, I know that.
Dustin Johnson at plus three, he's still, I think, in it. I don't think anybody runs away with it. And I'm feeling pretty good about Thomas, Schauffele, and Webb Simpson, who I picked to win this thing.
Webb Simpson's got one of these trophies. He's got one.
Yep.
And Webb Simpson, you know, Tony, looked pretty good early in his round as well. Look, there's a lot of, again, calm. If you start talking about calm personalities and what it's going to take just to emotionally get through this weekend. And
Let's go to DeChambeau for a second, because I didn't think this was his kind of course. I thought he'd try to overpower it. He'd end up in the rough. It wouldn't work. But it looks like he knows what he's doing.
Well,
can you see him winning?
I don't know about winning. Tony, he's so strong. He's so big and strong that he can get out of that rough. I mean, he's swinging what amounts to, what, an eight iron every time and out of the rough. He is so big and strong now that he seems to be able to overpower the rough. If he can do that all weekend, he's going to be in a pretty good position.
Let's take a break. Coming up, Baker Mayfield played well last night. And how should Joe Burrow feel about throwing 61 times?
Burrow played last night? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's the word for how Josh Donaldson got himself ejected after hitting a home run?
Two rounds under par this morning. Yesterday, 21 in the morning under par.
So yesterday it was soft, like I said.
Got teeth.
It was soft.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Word up. There's a dramatic fanatic in the attic. I like that. What's first?
Joe Burrow should feel blank about throwing 61 times last night.
He should feel empowered. If that offensive line of Cincinnati doesn't get him killed, it is obvious that the coaching staff understands they may have found a diamond here. He threw 61 times with no interceptions. Jameis Winston would have had 10 interceptions. He completed 37 of these passes, basically 10 yards a pop. How much more do you need to see? I know it's early, Mike, but in the last drive of the first game, he went 70 yards without any timeouts. Should have, you know, the Shankopotamus field goal killed him. And I know he didn't win last night, but it looks like he knows what he's doing out there.
Let's have a minute of real talk here on PTI. Did you actually watch any of that game last night? Because if you did, I'm going to call you something that you often call people, which is a dope. Did you watch this in live time?
When you say any, what do you mean by any?
A snap.
No,
like me and the Cubs no-hitter the other night. Did you catch anything?
Saw it this morning. I did. Not
saw
last night,
morning.
No.
Let me just admit freely, I didn't watch any of this. Not everything's a big deal, even though people would have you think that everything that happens in the NFL is a big deal. I realize a great many people watch. Thankfully, I wasn't one of them, and he should feel, Joe Burrow, betrayed, because he should never, in this time in his life, be asked by those coaches playing with that team and that line to drop back and throw it 61 times. It could be suicidal. It's stupid, but he should feel betrayed.
Let me tell you who liked him. Troy Aikman liked him. Next.
Last one. Josh Donaldson made a blank move to get ejected from yesterday's game.
Pouty. He was mad at the umpire. He thought the umpire squeezed him on a couple of calls in two different at-bats. He had words with the umpire. So when he hit it out, he decided, I'm going to show up blue right now. He drags his foot, kicks dirt along the home plate. You know he's going to be kicked out. He knows he's going to be kicked out. And he gets kicked out. And you know what? They were then losing the game. And his number in the lineup came up. And he wasn't available. And the guy who replaced him, Mike, struck out.
And they lost by
so
one.
So who wins in this?
They lost by
who
one
wins?
Run.
Yeah.
He should feel
pouty.
Donaldsonian. Because this is what he does, Tone. He's both a he's a dramatic power hitter for a guy who's not all that big. And he can hit it out. He's one of those guys to me, Tom.
Yeah.
When you think about going
big
to
player.
See, take your kid to see somebody who comes into your town, you want to see him. Donald's just one of those guys. And yet he comes off as such a jerk. He's not pouty. He's sour. And he's a bad man. I'm sorry. Just because you might take somebody to see him, to pay to see him, doesn't mean he's like one of the great players of all time. And he behaves badly often. And so Donaldsonian, this is what he does.
Yeah.
Part of what he does.
He wanted to get kicked out. He did
he got
get kicked
out.
His
team lost.
He ultimately hurt his team.
Good.
Hurt his team.
Good.
That's it. The word nerd. Should I like that? Wins again. Let's take one last break, but still to come, the Yankees are suddenly mashing the ball.
More Yankee talk and a special day for Cam Newton ahead of his showdown with Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
I don't know about word nerd. You've got a doctorate. I grant you it's honorary. But I'm a doctor, not just a word nerd.
Isn't anybody with a doctorate a nerd by definition?
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First. All without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 52nd birthday, Tony Kukoc. Kukoc was one of the best European players to come to the NBA, and he had great success. He was on three NBA champions with Michael Jordan in Chicago and was sixth man of the year in 1996. Kukoc was undoubtedly a role model for Dirk Nowitzki, the greatest European player in history, and his game looks like a blueprint for Luka Doncic, who should surpass even Nowitzki. But as we learned in the Jordan documentary Last Dance, the road to Chicago wasn't always paved with good intentions. Jordan, and especially Scottie Pippen, resented that Jerry Krause coveted Kukoc. So in the 1992 Olympics, Jordan and Pippen set out to destroy Kukoc on the court. When Kukoc's Croatian team played the Dream Team in a group game, Jordan, and especially Pippen, hounded Kukoc into a four-point game on 2-for-11 shooting and 7 turnovers. In the gold medal game against the U.S., Kukoc had 16 points and 9 assists, but the point was made.
Tony, it was a bit of an initiation. There was a little hazing in that Olympics, which was tough to watch. It probably helped Kukoc in the long run. And he became very close with Michael and Scotty along the way, to my knowledge, and I have some experience with it. I've played a round of golf or so with Tony Kukoc. He's a wonderful guy to be around. He loves both of them, no matter what happened in 1992. So good for them. Worked out.
Happy anniversary, Cam Newton. On this day 9 years ago, the number one overall pick in the 2011 NFL draft by the Carolina Panthers set an NFL rookie record by throwing for 400 yards in each of his first two games. Newton had just come out of a spectacular Heisman Trophy season at Auburn, and his trajectory all the way through his MVP and Super Bowl season in 2015 was nothing but up. But it turns out those are his only 400-yard games he ever had in the 126 games he has played. Newton began to get hurt, his productivity and availability declined. Carolina ultimately had no desire to keep him, and he became a free agent. He went unsigned for a long time and finally landed in New England on a one-year bargain deal. So far, Newton seems to have found tranquility under Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, but it's early. The three words most associated with Cam Newton's career now are, if he's healthy.
All right, Tony, what's it going to be this week in Seattle for Cam Newton? Are we going to see him running the ball like he was at Auburn and like he did last week for Bill Belichick in their debut together? Or are we going to see Cam Newton throw the ball, which he can also do, as evidenced by those 400-yard passing games at the beginning of his career?
You want to hold the ball against Russell Wilson. You don't want to give him the ball, so they'll run a lot. Happy trails to the New York Islanders. They took Tampa Bay to overtime last night, but ended up losing Game 6 and losing the Eastern Conference Final 2-1. This puts Tampa Bay and Dallas in the Stanley Cup Final, the first time ever that both teams are from traditional hockey hotbed Sun Belt states. It's also the first time an assistant coach will face the man he assisted in a final. Dallas head coach Rick Bonus assisted John Cooper in Tampa for 5 years. Winning playoff series in overtime is the norm for Tampa Bay this year. They beat Columbus in overtime in Game 5 to win that series. They beat Boston in double overtime in Game 5 to win that series. And they beat the Islanders in overtime to win this series. Let us credit Tampa Bay for taking to heart what happened to them last year when they were the number one seed and they were swept in the first round by Columbus. They buried that embarrassment by beating Columbus this time around. If you're looking for a reason to pick Tampa Bay over Dallas, note that in the last four NHL seasons, no team has won as many games as Tampa Bay.
Tony, I'm going to give Tampa Bay a little institutional credit. I'm not going to suggest that they're the Montreal Canadiens of the 50s and the 60s and 70s. I'm not going to suggest that. But this is their third time in the Stanley Cup Final. They beat Calgary in 04 in a 7-game series, lost to the Blackhawks in 15 in a 6-game series. But this is their third time. And you know what? For teams coming to the Sun Belt, which haven't been all that long anyway, it's pretty good.
It was really nice of you to mention how the Blackhawks beat them. That's
very nice. Well, I should leave that out.
We are original six guys. How do you feel about two Sun Belt teams for the first time? You okay with that? You think it'll draw?
I'm not necessarily okay with it. I'd like to see an original six team in there, and I know you would too. But we know we're old and we're from frozen places, so that's how it goes.
All right, let's go to the big finish.
Let's
Your boy Giannis was named the league MVP for the second straight season. Your thoughts on this miscarriage of justice?
You owe an apology because all season long, including that first weekend in March, where you proclaimed
LeBron
had won because they beat Milwaukee, they beat the Clippers, and that wasn't going to happen. LeBron's still the man. It didn't change anything. But Giannis was the MVP legit. The Yankees have hit 19 home runs, regular season award. In their last three games, the Yanks home runs. Are they back on track even with some of those phony little 280-foot jobs?
Yeah, they've won eight straight. This is how they're built. They're built to hit a lot of home runs and hand the ball to Gerrit Cole. That's what they do. Naomi Osaka will not play in the French Open. I'm sure you're disappointed.
I am, Tony. No Osaka, no Serena, but they got injuries you better be careful with. An Achilles for Serena, hammy for Osaka, be careful.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Baylor-Houston game postponed. I think this is a big deal. What about you?
I think it's the right thing. I mean, it's coronavirus. You got to have correct protocols. You play the game down the road. You don't put anybody in jeopardy. You play smart when you play. Last one, the Citadel, rocking it. They're at number one Clemson tomorrow. I am sure you're smelling upset.
There's less reason to watch that game than there was Browns-Bengals last night. Please. There's not going to be any upset. There's not going to be any drama. Clicker, clicker, clicker.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, you knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. A shout out to Nurse Ashley. I told you I'd be coachable. And let's close by wishing everybody Shana Tova.
I love when it comes from you.
Did I do okay on that, Tony? Pronunciation?
Shanah Tova.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.